この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはトップ10カウントダウンです。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a top 10 countdown on Japan Top
10. Hi and welcome to Japan Top 10. I'm Brinton.
Hi, I'm Louisa.
And we're bringing you a top 10 countdown for the month of March 2024. I think this is the first time we're co-hosting an episode together, Louisa. So I'm really excited to go through this countdown with you.
Yeah, me too. Before we start, we have some announcements. We are currently looking for a new on-air host to volunteer and join our podcast. If you're interested, please have a look on our website at jtop10.jp/join for details on how to apply. If you love Japanese music culture, then this really will be a great opportunity for you.
Starting off our countdown at number 10, we have Party by Green Yellow Society or Ryokuo Shoko Shikai.
Number 10.
Kimi ni tsutawareta.
Rokuo Shoku Shakai is a band from Nagoya, Japan, consisting of four members: Nagaya Haruko, the vocalist and guitarist, Kobayashi Ise, guitarist and chorist, Anami Shingo, bassist and chorist, and Pepe, keyboardist and chorist. The band was originally formed by five high school students in 2012. However, before they met at school, they had become friends on social media.
The name Ryokuo Shoku Shakai comes from when Nagaya was drinking vegetable juice, and Kobayashi, who saw this, said Ryokuo Shoku Yasai, but the other members mistakenly heard Ryokuo Shoku Shakai.
Party is the band's ninth single and serves as the ending theme for the new anime, Delicious in Dungeon. Delicious in Dungeon is an anime about a knight sets out with a skilled party to claim the treasure of a lost kingdom buried deep beneath the graveyard of a small village. So although I haven't watched Delicious in Dungeon before, Party is a song that I really like. And as it's a new song from our list, it's not released so long ago. It's pretty new. And I really like this song because it's so vibrant and gives a party mood that makes you want to dance. And just like the other songs of Green Yellow Society, it is always so energetic, and I really love the song.
Yeah, I know nothing about Delicious in Dungeon, but this is a super fun song to listen to. Like, even the music video was really fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that Green Yellow Society, they're very good at making anime theme songs.
Yeah. There's just so much to love about them. And especially in this song, I just loved every part of it, from the song to the music video to even the lyrics. The lyrics are amazingly wholesome. The song is, as you mentioned, it's very energetic. And it's basically the perfect song to play when you're at a birthday party, or really just about any other kind of party.
Yeah, it really is. The ninth song from our chart is Iku Oku Konen, Billions of Light Years by Omoi no Take, which is a new song from our list.
Number 9.
Thank you. Omoi no Take is a rock band formed in 2012, consists of three members, Fuji Leo, vocalist and keyboardist, Fukushima Tomoaki, the bassist, and Tomita Hironoshin, drummer. The band's music is heavily influenced by soul, R&B, and hip-hop.
In the beginning, the band has been performing music on the streets and at live houses, mainly in Shibuya, and then released their first full album, So Far, and their first mini-album, Beside, in 2017. Yeah, fun fact, this song is also the theme song to the TBS drama I Love You, which began airing on the 23rd of January of this year. And it's available on Netflix, depending on where you live.
It's not available where I live and still in Canada. But I think that there's a lot of ways to watch. I see some websites that I can watch I Love You, and I actually started watching the first episode. It was really interesting, and especially there's Fumi Nikaido as the leading actress, and I love her so much, especially her romance TV dramas. And I think the song is really lovely, and it's not just a typical a romance song. It's so heartfelt, and I like the lyrics, and especially when I'm watching the drama, and I think it's everything so perfect about the song.
Yeah, I'm not much of a drama buff, but I really like how the song ends with the line, I love you, almost as if it's a nod to the title of the drama.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And yeah, so I personally recommend everyone to watch I Love You because it marks the first time a Korean actor has taken on a leading role during Japan's TV primetime at 10 p.m. So the story is actually about a South Korean student and a company CEO played by Fumi Nikaido, who can hear people's thought when she's making eye contact with them. So I think the drama series is noted for treating Korean culture with respect, and it also considered Korean viewers. And I think I just personally really recommend everyone to watch this drama series.
Oh, okay. I can see where the title I Love You, it's now starting to make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, putting aside the show, I really like the song and I really like the music video. And there's really, like, there's something about the softness of the music video that adds this sort of dreamy and romantic quality to the song beyond just, like, the way it sounds. More than just that, yeah, when I heard this song, and apparently this is, like, a very common feeling as well, yeah, I felt that this song sounded really similar to, like, something out of official Higurandism.
Yes, I think the music style is really similar, and it's... which song do you think it's particularly similar to?
Pretender is probably the most obvious one.
Yes. I really love Pretender. Yeah.
But yeah, I guess when I did research on this song, like, I went down a very deep rabbit hole of coincidences. And yeah, it's more than just the similarity of the sound. There's a lot more going on, beneath the surface. Yeah, so I guess Omoi no Take and official Higurandism, they're actually both from the Shimane Prefecture. All the members are around a similar age range, being born in the early 90s, and they actually share one band member.
Oh.
Yeah, Daisuke Ozasa, who's the guitarist of official Higurandism, actually played in a band with two of the members of Omoi no Take, this band was called PS Because of You. And so, yeah, it's a very small world, and I guess this explains a lot.
Oh, yes, really. So I think I should listen to this song again, and maybe I find, it's really similar. And I think I would love this band. Actually, I'm not so familiar with Omino no Take, but I think because I'm a big fan of official Higurandism, I think I pretty much have to listen to their songs too.
Yeah. And I guess if you can't get enough of Omoi no Take, this song was also featured on The First Take.
Oh, The First Take.
All right. And moving on, at number 8, Moving down two spots since the last countdown, we have Nux Music by Mrs. Green Apple.
Number 8.
Mrs. Green Apple is a Japanese rock band from Tokyo that made its major debut in 2015 with EMI Records. Singer Omori started creating music when he was in 6th grade, but he did not form a band till 2013. Mrs. Green Apple was formed in the spring of 2013 with 4 members, Omori, Wakai, Yamanaka, and a former member who was a bassist. Later, Omori invited Fujisawa, and Mrs. Green Apple became a 5-member band.
The group are known for performing the 4th ending theme to the anime series Yu-Gi-Oh! Arc 5, as well as their first full album, 12, which placed 10th on the Japanese National Oricon charts. Yeah, I believe you talked about this song in the February 2024 countdown with Miyabi, is that right?
Yes, I really like this song because I'm a big fan of Mrs. Green Apple, and I like especially I like Omori's sound a lot because his sound, he can sing really high notes and it's amazing, especially in music. I think he's a tenor. He can sing really high notes, and his songs are always full of energy, and his lyrics are so heartfelt.
Yeah, definitely. More than just Omori's vocals, I really enjoy how most of their songs are very uplifting and inspirational. So they've been really consistent in that sort of like feel-good space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially. So like in 2023, I think the band became the first most listened Spotify artist in all of Japan.
Yeah, I mean, they very much deserve it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they gained international fame through their anime collaborations, especially. And they had a song like including Inferno and the opening for the popular Fire Force series. But personally, I don't know much about that, but I just know it's really popular.
Yeah, and I'm guessing this song is really popular in particular because it's actually the theme song to the movie Silent Love, which released on the 26th of January of this year.
Mm. Oh, I haven't watched it before, but I think I'm gonna have to look it up because I like this song a lot.
Oh, no, don't make the same mistake I did. I haven't seen the movie either, but based on conversations around the internet, it's apparently best to go into it like avoiding any sorts of information about what the movie's about. Like the less you know about it, the more impactful it is.
That really is.
Yeah. What sold me on the movie is that Silent Love was directed by Eiji Uchida, who also directed the award-winning movie Midnight Swan, which was released in 2020. So yeah, it sounds like a very successful movie, or a really good movie to watch. So yeah.
Number 7 on our list, we have Soul Soup by Official Hige Dandison that has moved down 6 spots from our list.
Number 7.
Again.
official Higedanism, or you can say Higedan, is a Japanese pop rock band formed in Shimane, Japan in 2012 by Satoshi Fujihara. The lead vocals, piano, Daisuke Ozaka, lead guitar, backing vocals, Makoto Narazaki, who plays the bass, saxophone, and backing vocals, and Matsuki Matsura, playing drums and percussion. So after signing a record deal with the major label Pony Canyon in 2018, official Higedanism released a debut single, No Doubt, and the lead single from the extended play, Stand By You EP.
Soul Soup, the song that you just heard, is used as the theme song for the new animated film Spy Family Code White. I believe this is another song that you've talked about in the February 2024 Countdown episode, is that right?
Yeah, we talked about that song.
Yeah, and I guess even going further back, this was also in the January Countdown, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have talked about this song for a lot of times from what I remember. And I personally listen to this song all the time. It's one of the songs from a playlist that I repeatedly listen to for months, I guess.
Oh, really? Yeah, I would have imagined that you would have gotten sick of this song after 2 months of talking about it.
Not really. Not if the song is by official Higedanism.
Yeah.
Yeah, when Pretender released, I think I spent a few months listening to their songs, and I never get bored listening to their songs. And especially like Soul Soup is a song, actually, as I don't understand Japanese, but when I read their lyrics, it's really inspiring. It's about self-reflection, resilience, and the lyrics express a sense of hopelessness and frustration about not being able to make an impact in life. And I think official Higedanism has a lot of songs that talks about life, talks about finding yourself, and maybe finding the way through life. And it's always makes an impact on me. And that's why I really love their songs.
Yeah, definitely. I can really feel that this song was written from the perspective of Lloyd Forger, because, you know, he has the most to lose from all the challenges that he faces, but he still has to keep going to, you know, maintain world peace and all that. And I guess with this song in particular, I really like the music video. It's really colorful. I'm not sure how to describe it. It's like every moment of that music video feels like a work of art.
Yeah, and it features Ramen, right?
Yeah. I find it very interesting that this is like the second song that official Higedanism has done for Spy Family, and it's named after food. The first song that they did was called Mixed Nuts. This time it's Soul Soup. I'm willing to bet that the next song that they'll write for Spy Family would be called something like Life Sandwich or something like that.
Yeah, I didn't realize until you say it. Yeah, it's all about food. Yeah, soup and ramen and nuts and yeah, so yeah, quite interesting.
Yeah, I mean, nevertheless, I do like the way that official Higedanism on both occasions has used food as a metaphor for, I guess, whether it is belonging to a family that seems dysfunctional, or in this case, using food to sort of like describe the fact that everyone has their challenges, that, you know, you just have to have that drink of that soup of despair.
Yeah.
Before we move on to our next song, we have an announcement. Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. And with that, let's continue. At number 6, we have Time Paradox by Voundi, which has dropped one place since the last countdown.
Number 6.
あのね君と出会ったことを今でもずっと覚えているけど、でもねそれはずっと先の未来の話を横で見てみたいなの。もしも君の願い一つ叶うとする、未来変えるとする、いやあのね僕のポケットの未来を覗いてきっと笑ってくれるから、これはいつかこの先で会うあなたの痛み一つ拭う魔法、僕らの抱えてる魔法にはいつも一つ小さな秘密があって、どうしても一人じゃ使えないのさ、だから聞いてね、あのね君のポケットの未来を覗いてきっと笑ってくれるから、これはいつかこの先で会うあなたの痛み一つ拭う魔法ね、ほらしまう君を襲いかかる時が来るさ、その時は君のその魔法の力を唱えてみてね、あのね僕のポケットの未来の君はねいつも笑ってるんだよ、だから君のポケットの未来の僕もね笑っててほしいかな、ね笑っててほしいから、ね笑っててくれ、
Vandy is a Japanese musician who started his career in 2019 by independently uploading online, before breaking out late in the year with the song Tokyo Flash. He has released songs for multiple TV shows, including Chainsaw Blood for Chainsaw Man and Hadaka no Yusha for Ranking of Kings.
Time Paradox serves as the theme song for the movie Doraemon, Nobita's Earth Symphony.Wow, surprised to see that Doraemon is still going strong.
Yeah, the last time I watched a Doraemon movie should be Stand By You 2. Yeah, I think Doraemon has a lot of great movies, but I think it's the first time that they used music as a theme for a movie. I'm not so sure about that. Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong.
I know nothing about Doraemon. Like, I've grown out of it a really long time ago, but what I can say for sure is that it sounds about right. Like, being tied with Doraemon, this must be the first time that children have heard of Vandy. And, you know, it's a very... Vandy is very, I guess, big on the pop music scene right now. So I'm here for it. It's a very...good song, and you know, it's a great introduction to Vandy's other songs, which you know, I guess have that similar sort of sound.
Yeah, especially I Fonny is also one of my favorite artists, I think, in recent years. And he's so popular that it surprises me that he's only 23. He's younger than me. But he's already making great music. And his music videos are already so creative and aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, and I guess you can really say the same about the song itself as well. It is also very creative. The song tells a story of hope, supporting one another, and facing the future together. And that overall, the key to a brighter and more certain future is supporting one another. And without it, hopes and dreams will be less realistic, almost paradoxical in a sense, hence time paradox.
Okay, before we move on to the next song, we have some advertisement. Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at nola@jtop10.jp along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast. Number 5, we have Hikari no Ato, Trail of Light by Ken Hoshino, that has moved down one spot from our list.
Number 5.
Keep
Gan Hoshino is a Japanese singer-songwriter, musician, actor, and writer. From its formation in 2000 until his disbandment in 2015, Hoshino led the instrumental band Sakerok, where he played marimba and guitar.
In 2021, Hoshino married actress Yui Aragaki, his co-star in the television series The Full-Time Wife Escapist. Trail of Light is used as the ending theme song for the new anime film Spy Family Code White. I guess it's also worth noting that this song is also titled as Why. Yeah, you know, I haven't really been so actively into Gen Hoshino's music until, like, Spy Family. And I know that's maybe a bit slow, like, a bit late to the party. But yeah, there was just something about this song that clicked in my mind. And yeah, like, I finally understood why every...
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Buddy enjoys Gen Hoshino now.
Yeah. At first when I first knew about Gen Hoshino in the television series, of course, the one with his wife, full-time wife escapist, but I didn't know that his music was so phenomenal. And until I listened to more songs, and especially this song, Hikari no Ato, which actually was featured in the past episodes, I guess. The song was really one of my favorites on this list. And I really like his style a lot. It's a little combination of jazz and J-pop and a little folk dance. So it's so feel good all the time.
Yes, you've captured it 100% for me as well. Like, this song is probably also one of my favorites of this episode. And as a whole, like, this song in particular, plus with his other music, there's like this very, I guess, infectious combination of buttery smooth vocals to a nostalgic sound. And in this song in particular, there's like this very familiar 90s sound. And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess with this song and also Gen Hoshino's other music, you can play any of his music on repeat and just never get sick of it. And I think that was the moment I understood, like, his appeal. I'm like, okay, I'm a believer. you know, I can now fully enjoy Gen Hoshino, I think, the way everybody has enjoyed him so far.
Yeah, I understand why he's so popular now. His songs are really, like, it's fine if you just listen to it over, like, a lot of times, just, like, so it's always top of my playlist songs now.
Yeah, and I guess there is plenty more to like about this song other than the fact that, you know, it's a very smooth and, I guess, easy to listen to song. The lyrics are also, I guess, incredibly deep, and I think that's kind of like a common theme with Gen Hoshino's music.
Mm.
In particular, this song is all about living in the present and making the best of what you have now.
Mm.
And according to the official Spy Family Code White website, the song was written as a follow-up to another song that Gen Hoshino wrote or performs for Spy Family, which is called Comedy. That was the first ending theme to the show. Yeah, this song was written to express the why aspect of the Forger family being together, because I guess by all accounts, like, the family just sounds like a disaster waiting to happen. A spy, an assassin, a psychic, and a dog that can see the future. Like, that, it sounds disastrous, but somehow they manage as a family.
Yeah, I also listened to Comedy, and I found that the two songs are quite similar in terms of style. But personally, I like Trail of Light a little bit more, maybe because of the melody. And I also watch Spy Family, so I think the song is really suits the theme of the story, and they're very good at finding Gen Hoshino to create music for this phenomenal anime series.
Yeah, and I guess if there are any listeners who haven't seen Spy Family, don't worry about it. I think this song is also enjoyable on its own, especially when you watch the music video where there's a lot of imagery of people, animals, creatures as a whole, like, moving together in groups. And so it really sort of conveys this idea of togetherness, much in the same way that I guess it was originally contextualized in Spy Family. And so, yeah, I guess when you watch the music video, it's very easy to relate the music video to, I guess, taking the opportunity to create memories with friends or family or loved ones. And yeah, it's a great song that's brilliant in both the anime and in the music video.
Now, number four from our list, we have Haru, or I can say Sunny, by Yorushika, which has dropped two spots from our list.
Number four.
Haru.
Yorushika is a Japanese rock duo formed in 2017, represented by Universal Music Japan. The group is composed of Anne Banya, a vocaloid music producer, and Sis, a female vocalist. The name Yorushika is taken from a lyric in their song, Kumo to Yure, Yorushika no Nemurezuni, meaning I can only sleep at night. The eye-designed logo mark is a motif of two moons facing each other and also serves as a clock hand, portraying the time 6 o'clock at night.
Haru, or Sunny, serves as the second ending theme for the hit anime series Furen, Beyond Journey's End. I think this is another song that you've talked about in a previous episode, is that right?
Yeah. This song is actually so famous that I'm from Hong Kong, and my Hong Kong friends are talking about that, especially because of the anime series that is so phenomenal right now. But I personally haven't watched it yet. But I really like this song, and maybe I will watch this anime series because of the song. Maybe I'll try an episode or two. Have you watched that, Brinton?
No, and I think I'm on the same boat as you as well. Like, I've heard a lot of people just, you know, like, singing praises about how good Furen is, and I knew about it when it was, like, when it first aired, but I just didn't have the time to watch it, and so I'm a little bit upset that I was too slow to sort of, like, you know, catch up on that trend, but apparently, without making any assumptions of a season 2 or anything, I've heard that the second cour of the show is about to end soon, so... Yeah, I'm hoping that there is a chance to sort of like binge all the episodes and not feel like, you know, there's a lot of catching up.
Yeah, I hope you will enjoy that.
Yeah. That aside, I did read the summary of the show, mainly because it was like, it felt like, I think the first time I heard about the show, it was in the context of a Yoasobi song that was, that song was called Yusha. Apparently it was written around the storyline of Furen. And so... keeping in mind that context, I think this song is about Furen grappling with the limits of human life and setting out on an adventure, perhaps?
Mm.
Yeah, like, based on my limited understanding of the show, I'm guessing it's about letting go of grief and carrying on.
Mm. Yeah, I think the name Furen, it means funeral, right? So, actually, the song, from what I hear from the song, it's... I can feel it's a little sad, but it's also like carrying on to the future, and especially when the title is Sunny, I think it's a little ironic, and maybe there's some reason why Yorushika puts Sunny as the title.
Yeah, like, I guess it'll make sense when you and I both watch Furen at some point.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of ironic titles, let's move on to our next song. At number 3 is a new entry to our countdown, and it is called Huyu to Haru, or Winter and Spring, by Back Number.
Number
3. バカみたいな終わりに涙を流す価値はないわ幕は降りて流
い拍手も終わってなのに私はなんでまだ見つめているの。枯れたはずの枝に積もった雪咲いて見えたのはあなたも同じだとばかり。春がそっと雪を溶かして今見せてくれたのは選ばれなかっただけの私。あんなに探していたのになぜだかあなたが持っていたから、様か何かになれるものだと。めんどくさくても最後まで演じ切ってよ。ガラスの靴を捨てた誰かと汚れたままのドレスの話。ああ冬がずっと雪を降らせて白く隠していたのはあなたとの未来ばかり。春がそっと雪を溶かして今見せてくれたのは知りたくなかったこの気持ちの名前。口悪いよねあいつ、でも私そこも好きなんです。だっていい子なのね、でもねあのねその程度の覚悟なら私にだって。ああ私じゃなくてもいいなら私もあなたじゃなくていい。抱きしめて言うセリフじゃないね。枯れたはずの枝に積もった雪咲いて見えたのはあなたも同じだとばかり。春がそっと雪を溶かして今見せてくれたのは選ばれない私。一人泣いているだけのあなたが良かっただけの私。
That was Winter and Spring by Back Number. Back Number is a Japanese rock power trio formed in 2004. The group consists of Iori Shimizu on lead vocals and guitar, Kazuya Kojima on bass guitar and backing vocals, and Hisashi Kurihara on drums. The group's biggest hit is Christmas Song, which peaked at number one for 3 weeks on the Japan Hot 100 chart, and was later certified million by the Recording Industry Association of Japan.
Yeah, I personally knew about Back Number because of Christmas Song and especially the TV drama series at that time. I remember I traveled to Japan at a time when this song was trending and I basically could hear this song everywhere in all the shops and record stores. So, Back Number is really good at writing sad love songs, just like this one, Winter and Spring. And the song actually reminds me of another Back Number song, Happy End, which has a very similar theme.
Yes, I also noticed that same sort of theme.
Oh.
But yeah, I'm really glad to see that Back Number is still crushing it in 2024. Like, they've been going at it for a really long time, and there's this really unmistakable 2000s quality to their music. And yeah, like, I just can't get enough of that, like, that nostalgic sound.
Yeah, and their band actually has a quite distinctive style. Like, when you hear the intro, you'll know it's Back Number. Like, especially from Happy End, Christmas Song, and this song, Winter and Spring, you will feel like it's a little sad to listen, but it's at the same time, you feel that the song is so heartfelt, and you know it's another sad love song that they're writing.
Yeah, I think the song is really intense from the start. Like, it opens abruptly to this theme of heartbreak and being in denial about, I guess, the end of, you know, like, a relationship, and being in grief that things just weren't meant to be. And I guess there are lots of other elements around this song, but, like, to me, this song is, like, the saddest song of 2024. I know we're only, like, 3 months in, but it's a really sad song, especially as you, like, look more deeply into the lyrics. I think at the start, the song kind of goes over how the other person isn't worth their tears, but at the very end, it's just, like, there's a sort of, like, tearful admission that it's happened. There's no changing it.
Yeah. I actually looked up on the internet and found that the band was named Back Number because a girl who had dated Shimizu in high school dated another band man. So to her, Shimizu is an ex-boyfriend, Back Number. So Shimizu wants to make a cooler band than a guy's band with a hope that the girl might come back to him. So maybe that's why Back Number song is always about unrequited love, always about not getting the love that they want.
Yeah, I mean, definitely writing from the heart there. And yeah, I think when you look at the music video as well, it's also, like, I guess it's very sad in a different way. Like, unlike the song itself, which kind of opens up immediately sad, the music video, you don't actually feel that sense of, like, you know, that same sense of grief as the sound until, like, the very end. And looking into the music video on YouTube, there's actually a very interesting thing about it. On the description of the music video, there's a bit that says, "Ja kono hito hanbun zutsu ni shimashou de wake ni wa ikenai kara ne," which means you can't just say, well, let's split this person in half, you know, which speaks to the cruelty of heartbreak and not being able to choose and being forced to choose between one person or another. And so it's a very sad vibe all around. Yeah, before we continue with our countdown, we have one last announcement. Want to hear some extra songs in this episode? Join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon Platinum donor to get some extra songs on this episode. See the full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club.
Number two, we have Rhythm 6-4 from Emyeon. This is a new song from our list.
Number two.
Thank you.
Ambyan is a Japanese singer and songwriter from Nishinomiya, Hyogo Prefecture. Ambyan was influenced to become a singer-songwriter in part because of her grandmother, who herself aspired to be a singer or actress, and her father, who worked as an audio engineer.
Her musical influences include Spitz, Shogo Hamada, Takuro Yoshida, Eigo Kawashima, Yutaka Ozaki, Flipper's Guitar, Kenji Ozawa, and Ken Hirai, among others. She looks up to male singer-songwriters who choose words with opposite sensibility, emphasize lyrics rather than melodies, and prefers artists who are good at metaphorical expressions. Yeah, this song was featured in commercials promoting Shiseido's beauty wellness line of makeup products.
When I did some research about this song, I found that Ambyan actually released a short music video of the song that was filmed in a marine stadium with Ambyan playing with the dolphins. I think she was trying to make the music video look like one of those in Japanese reality shows. Maybe it's even for kids. And the whole music video was so cute, I would say. And it's a very unique music video because I've never watched a music video that wants to make one of those reality shows. And I think it's a style of Ambyan. She likes to do something that you never expect. And she's just a very unique character.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I found that this song was a surprise, and it's a good surprise as well.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that the instrumental is really retro. Like, there's that sound of like the organ, the electric piano, and that 70s sounding snare that adds a bit of funk to the song. And it really makes this song stand out from her other works, which are, you know, ordinarily very slow, and they usually feature the same instruments. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I really like the variety that this song brings.
Yeah, and like when I just watched the music video, I didn't really know what it's about, but like when I just look into the lyrics, I know that it's about like self-doubt, uncertainty, and the pressure to conform in society, which is also quite a common theme that Ambyan's songs explore. And the lyrics also touch upon like themes of identity and self-acceptance and the struggle to find happiness. So this is why I really like Ambyan, because she doesn't only write love songs, but she writes a lot of songs that people like me, I can really relate to, and it's always so encouraging and inspiring.
And for people who are wondering what the number 64 has, you know, any relation to the song in terms of lyrics, yeah, apparently the number 64 refers to Ambyan's resting heart rate. So,
ooh.
Yeah, considering that the lyrics kind of like mention mune no rizumu, or the rhythm in one's chest, it makes sense that the title refers to, you know, a heartbeat.
Oh, like, no wonder.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest, I really expected this song to be 64 BPM, but on hearing it, it's a little bit fast. It's actually closer to like 100-ish, 105-ish maybe. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe next time, you know, there'll be a song that's specifically named for the BPM. At number one on our countdown, moving up six spots since the last countdown, we have Bling Bang Bang Boom by Creepy Nuts.
Number one.
アイカレキルハートのペリハッピーアキラカリダントスでピカチアイカワラスタッピしてるマイリッチプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプ Mamma mia. the singing brim bam bam brim bam bam brim bam bam boom. The singing brim bam bam brim bam bam brim bam bam boom. The singing brim bam bam brim bam bam brim bam bam boom. Do da next, do da each bam bay. Hey hey, all right, not my man, I look back at the show fix. Hey hey, that I'm not your ass, I'm in a e. Hey hey, all right, not my man, I look back at the show fix. Hey hey, that I'm not your ass, I'm a sinner. Yeah, 学歴もない前科もない余裕でこの存在自体が文化財なのびそ高級車は買える免許はない愛車全国各地をラス一品このベロがブリンブリンバレットならまた関西なまり生身のことだま音楽幸運処理の女神固有もさまだバンバン漫画みたいな体とまんまで張り合いてしまってる漫画圧倒的力この頭と口からだったるは吐いてないこの面に傷もついてない繰り返しやらかしてくため次回かつい年輪を刻むしはブリンバンバンブリンバンバンブリンバンバンボン俺のままでブリンしてバンしてバンするためにポンしてきてリポン、hey.
鏡を鏡答えちゃって
プロベース I'm the best of the
day 生身のままいけるとこまで
ドラネスドラ一番ペイナッセンゲンブリンバンバンブリンバンバンブリンバンバンボン
ナッセンゲン
ブリンバンバンブリンバンバン
Rippy Nuts is a hip-hop duo formed in 2013. They've made a major debut under Sony Music Entertainment Japan on November 8, 2017, with single their 高校 debut, 大学 debut, and 全部失敗したけど major debut. The first member is R. Shite, whose real name is Kohei Nogami. He has won the Japan's highest peak MC Battle Tournament, Ultimate MC Battle Championship, for 5 consecutive years from 2010 to 2014, and in the main race, Grand Champion for 3 consecutive years from 2012 to 2014.
The second member is DJ Matsunaga, whose real name is Kunihiko Matsunaga. On the 24th of August 2019, he won the DMC Japan DJ Championships 2019 Final Battle Category. On the 28th of September of the same year, he participated in the Battle Division as a representative of Japan at DMC World Championships 2019 and won the championship. Bling Bang Bang Bon is the opening theme for Marshall, Magic and Muscles Season 2.
This song was actually featured last time. And Bring Bam Bam Born is one of the songs that are trending in Instagram and maybe TikTok these days. And I often hear Bring Bam Bam Born and because it's always so distinctive, the song. And especially when Magic and Muscles, it's also a very trending anime series, and I got friends always talking about this. This anime series, it's very fun to watch.
Yeah, I haven't seen the show yet, but based on what I've heard about it, it sounds a lot like the same sort of fun that you'd expect from One Punch Man.
Ah, yes, yes. I think it's quite similar. The story is actually set in a magical world in which a person's position in a society is defined by their power and skill with magic. So the main character, the young man, he doesn't have as much magic in his blood. So, but whatsoever, he goes to a magic school and he determined to survive and show the world that muscles can beat magic. Actually, I personally think that based on the plot, it's quite a common theme in anime. But I think from what I hear from their theme song, Bring Bam Bam Born, it's already so fun to listen. And I think that the anime series would be quite comedic and at the same time really heartfelt, and I just can't wait to watch it.
Yeah, I think there are lots of aspects as to why this song is so popular. Like, I remembered this song being fairly low on the last month's countdown, and to see it move up 6 spots is really surprising to me, especially for a song of this kind where it's hip-hop or hip-hop adjacent. It's very rare for that to be like to end up at number one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and even for some of my friends who don't listen to J-pop, they also know about this song because it's just super trending in social media nowadays. And the rhythm and the melody, it's just so so distinctive. Like when you hear the intro, then you know it's Bing Bam Bam Born. It's a tune that you can remember it so easily, so repetitive, but it's also so fun.
Yeah, I think the reason why the song might also be popular on social media is because there's this, I think there's an internet challenge called the BBBB Dance Challenge, which I guess it's a dance challenge where, you know, where a person just does the same dance that MASH does in the opening theme.
Oh, no wonder it's just so viral on the internet.
Yeah, but more than just that, you mentioned in the last episode that this song is actually like a Jersey club song.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And yeah, like another aspect of this song being popular is that on TikTok, Jersey Club is very popular there. Yeah. For those who don't know what Jersey Club is, you might be able to hear it from the way that the kick drum is used. It sounds a lot like boom, 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 boom. So it's something that you can hear in the chorus especially.
Yes.
Another element of Jersey Club is that this song, it incorporates a squeaky bedspring sample, which was originally featured in the song Some Cuts by Trillville, and that sample is used in so many other Jersey Club tracks. So yeah.
Oh, that's a really interesting information. Yeah, I didn't know about that. Yeah, thank you.
I mean, yeah, it's I think it takes a lot of research to understand how a song can go from number 6 or 7 all the way up to number 1 in the span of a month.
Yeah. And the first time when I hear this song, I didn't really like it that much. But now, maybe everyone's talking about that, and I hear this in social media all the time. I'm starting to get used to the song, and I found that it's... You can't get the song out of your mind. It's always there. Like whenever you listen to it, then the whole day you'll think of creepy nuts, bang bang. Yeah.
I absolutely agree. I found that this song was a bit of an acquired taste. Like it's very fast, it's very aggressive and loud. It's everything that I don't normally listen to, but I found myself coming back to this song very often these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me too. Now let's move on to Indie Spotlight, Umegumi's Haru.
Thank you.
Umegumi is a husband and wife music duo from Kanazawa, composed of members Yukiko and Richard Gray. Umegumi is inspired by 1960s and Showa era rock music and other lo-fi vintage rock. So Haru is the duo's debut single and features a comforting lo-fi sound with upbeat lyrics that are fitting for the spring season.
The music video was filmed in Kanazawa during spring, with the cherry blossoms in full bloom. If you'd like to find out more about Umegumi, you can check out their website at umegumiband.com, and you can also find them on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, and Instagram. Yeah, I can really feel that 60s vibe in this song. Like, it's a very mellow song that welcomes the coming of spring.
Yeah, and also the music video, it's, of course, it's a little low budget, but it has that kind of vintage presentation, and it's also quite lovely to see that it's a husband and wife music duo working together and producing music.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, an interesting fact about the music video is that, yeah, I found this out through Umegumi on Instagram, is that apparently some of the music video was filmed in Kendokuen Garden, and it's apparently one of the three most famous gardens in Japan. The other two gardens, that, if you're wondering, is Kodakuen, which is in Okayama City in Okayama Prefecture, and Kaidakuen in Mito, which is in Ibaraki Prefecture. Mm. And yeah, I guess in addition to Kendokuen, the music video also showcased, Kanazawa Castle, Kuragarizaka, and Akarizaka. And so, yeah, when I saw this music video, it really felt like Umegumi are proud locals to the area.
Mm.
But yeah, it's definitely, I guess, a very chill song, and I'm looking forward to hearing more of their works.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I think that's just about all the songs that we have for you today. So yeah, thanks a lot for tuning in to Japan Top 10. And thanks a lot, Louisa, for co-hosting with me for the first time.
Yeah, thank you, Brenton. It's a pleasure to work with you. And I've known a lot more information about J-pop. And there's a lot of good songs that for you to listen. And I just hope everyone would enjoy it.
Yeah, same here. Like, I've definitely learned a lot about these songs from you as well. So yes, thank you. Thank you very much. In our next episode, Kuze and Haru will be back next week to discuss the popularity of Japanese baseball and its impact on mainstream culture on our latest Cultures episode. We hope to have you tune in then.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Brinton.
I'm Louisa.
And we're signing off.
See you next week.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.